SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for this Wednesday, right before the 4th of July. So let's feel good. Let's get this started. What is the good for the day?
The good of the day is a couple of NBA things.
Okay.
First of all, this happened a couple days ago, and we talked about it yesterday, that Klay Thompson is staying with the Warriors.
Staying with the Warriors.
Did you see how he did it, though?
No.
He posted a video. It was a scene from Wolf of Wall Street, in the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh!
I can't play it because, too many beeps in it. But it's that scene when Leo is, people pretty much think he's done, he's out. And he's saying to his troops, I'm staying.
Very good.
I'm staying right here. And it's a whole thing. And then obviously it goes into a lot of four letters.
Good for him. You know, I was kind of hoping, like Durant, I've always kind of accepted that he was going to leave. But
yeah.
Klay was always the big one where I thought, yeah, he could go too. He could stay. And there's something cool about him staying. Like, I just think staying is the right career move for him.
I think so, too. I mean, he and Steph, they're like peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
They go together. Seeing either one of them away from each other, I think, would hurt both of their careers.
Exactly. Remember what I was saying yesterday, and Marcus Thompson pointed out, that's the relationship that Durant wanted. Like, he wanted to be in their club, like their group. And then he never really got there. But, you know... But that relationship that those guys had was what he was really desiring in his career. I didn't want to see that broken up.
And honestly, I think that's more on Durant just being weird.
Yeah, I know.
they probably tried to invite him in his club and they're like, oh God, dude, this guy is just so needy.
Yeah. Or he showed up and he was boring.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, hey guys, you want to play Jenga? No, we don't want to play Jenga. No.
There's a reason why Pooh and Piglet never invited Eeyore over for honey.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
The other part of good news is LeBron James' sales pitch to Kawhi Leonard to get him to come there.
All right.
His sales pitch is, hey, man, listen, in 2 years, this is going to be your team. And LeBron has pretty much outlined a format or a schedule. Not a schedule. I'm trying to find the right word. I'm trying to think of, like, just giving him an idea, a plan of how it's going to go over the next couple of seasons.
Oh,
and
how
LeBron is already deciding to take a lesser role with the team as far as playing, saying, hey, Kawhi, you can take all the last minute shots. Final seconds of the game, we can run the offense through you. LeBron's starting to realize that.
That's pretty cool. LeBron is giving away secrets to the success of the Lakers. Right.
Well, there's a hidden agenda too, which I hope happens. I would love to see it, because LeBron has also hinted, like, hey, in a couple of years, he's not even sure if he will be with the Lakers.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because his dream is to play with his son. So if his son is to get drafted somewhere, or is able to get signed after the draft and find his way somehow, some way onto a team, LeBron wants to go play with that team.
Okay, so LeBron's son is how old right now?
I believe he's a sophomore in high school.
All right. So
it's realistic to think about.
All right, so sophomore upcoming season. So one more year, two, three, 1 year in college, let's just say. So that's four. That's legit for LeBron. So, hey, Knicks, start tanking now, and for 4 years you can get LeBron's kid, and LeBron will come play at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, see.
Start planning, Knicks.
Bronny is 14 years old.
All right, there you go, Knicks. You've got your info. Start figuring out how that works out.
And he's already considered, by most recruiting experts, he's already considered a top 15 player in his age class.
Oh, of course. You know what? Like I said, that a lot of times that doesn't happen. Sometimes it does, but a lot of times it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be tough. But 14 years, say what, he's, I guess, that makes him a freshman?
Yeah, so he's, I said, like 4 years.
Yeah.
He's got 4 years. If he,
Especially if they can get rid of the one-and-done rule and just allow NBA players to go right into...
Yeah, if they get rid of that, forget it. Now you got to start planning for three.
Yep.
So, Knicks, you're on top of this. Beyond this, Knicks, start rolling. That's actually a very good point. But you know what? Good for LeBron. You know what? You know what the critics are going to say, though? Did Michael ever do this? Did Michael ever concede anything when he wanted people to come? Hey, Dennis Rodman, you want to come? You can rebound. I couldn't care less about that, but just making sure you realize you ain't taking no last shot in the game, all right?
Ever.
Ever. Don't you even think about it.
Well, heck, you know, you think about it, it's a perfect career arc for LeBron. I mean, he in the beginning of his career, he never wanted to take the final shot.
Yeah, it's true. So, that's true. He's always passing it up.
Comes full circle.
All right, so the bad of the day.
The bad of the day is that there's another idea coming from a non-NFL league that would be so awesome to see in the NFL. Remember how you and I love the AAF's onside kick idea?
I loved it. Thought it was really great.
So there's a new, there's an idea. It isn't hasn't been implemented yet. They're still toying with the idea. The XFL is talking about, you know, some of the rule changes that they're going to have in their league. Like, they've already said they're going to have a 1-point, 2-point, 3-point conversion.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Which I think would be interesting. Yeah, I don't know what the 3-point would be, but I think that would be interesting. Maybe it's, you know, a 3-point try from 10 yards out. I don't know.
Right. You know, I like that.
But this other rule is extremely radical, but I would love to see it. And it's the double forward pass.
Oh yeah, yes, exactly.
So basically what they're saying is, hey, you know, you got your quarterback, maybe he's in a shotgun set, and then you have your, maybe you bring in your backup quarterback in for a play, so then, or, you know, maybe it's a wide receiver that can actually throw. And so you have your, you have the quarterback throw it to him, and, you know, maybe it's, you know, he throws it forward 5-10 yards, and then that player can then turn and throw another forward pass.
Not bad.
I want to see this.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I don't think I need it in my life, I want it in my life.
Boy, can you? That's like taking. That is like. I mean, seriously, all the offensive coordinators now going to the drawing board and actually creating unique, different kind of plays instead of running the same ones over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, we're all excited about it, but it's bad because I don't think the NFL will ever adopt it.
Yeah, I can't see. Listen, you remember how
ruin our chances of seeing. I don't. I can't even think of a good wide receiver. Maybe Baker Mayfield throwing it to Odell Beckham Jr., who throws it to Jarvis Landry.
What was the rule that the remember we were? I was really high on. Was it the elimination of the kickoff, where they were going to give you the ball?
Yeah,
or something like that. Like you, it was something about you get fourth down and you can convert the fourth down instead of kicking the ball off. So we want to get rid of kickoffs. And so you get your onside kick would be converting like the fourth and 15 or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was the onside kick rule. Instead of having onside kicks because they suck. And
that's right. That's right.
And they only work a handful of times. It was like, hey, if you want to go for an onside kick, we put the ball on the 35-yard line and it's fourth and 12 or fourth and 15.
That's right. That was the rule, right? And I remember saying, this is brilliant because onside kicks are stupid and they never work. And if your team needs an onside kick desperately to get the ball back to try to win the game, you might as well concede the loss because it's not going to happen. It's teams now putting hands teams out there. Kickers mess them up. They're stupid. And I thought this was brilliant. And I said, oh, I bet the NFL, there'll be a good discussion. This thing was shot down the second it entered the room. Like the NFL owners were like, oh, no, get rid of this. Take this out of here. This stinks. This whole room smells.
I almost get rid of the feeling they got to wait like 3 to 4 years, bring it back up again as if it was their idea in the first place.
That's right. That's right. Like instead they go, hey guys, we all came up with this idea of there's no onside kick. You just get the ball at the 35-yard line and it's fourth and 12. And everyone will go, you guys are brilliant. No one will ever bring up the fact that they turned it down 3 or 4 years before. So if they're willing to not even have a discussion about that, the double forward pass ain't going anywhere, and it should. I think it would be fun. But you can only imagine the chaos.
Yes.
You got a guy on the team that can't throw very well. He gets the ball and he thinks he can. Ah! Just go out of bounds!
Throw it. I don't know. I just think it would be so much fun.
Yeah, well, and also think about your coverage, right? Like, as soon as the guy crosses the scrimmage, it's 10 guys, 11 guys going after one person. Yeah. You can break off your coverage.
Because then you know the offensive coordinator is going to come up with ideas of saying, okay, we got to find a way to get our best throwing receiver to be matched up against a linebacker.
Right.
So that way he can get some separation and be able to throw the ball before he gets pummeled.
And if you're a corner or safety, you got to stay on your guy throughout the whole route.
And then
you gotta stay on him forever.
Once the NFL does adopt this, 10 years after they adopt it, there'll be new rules about how you can't hit the wide receiver.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'll have to ask permission if you need to tackle him. Right? Are you good? Can I tackle you? Yeah, I'm not going to throw. Up to the ground you go. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I don't know why this made me laugh, but a woman in Wisconsin was apprehended at a Walmart after she picked up a cake from the bakery, ate half of it while walking through the store.
This is brilliant.
And then refused to pay full price for it.
Yeah, this is brilliant, right? Why don't you just have your cake and eat it too?
Yeah, the reason why she said that she wasn't going to pay full price for it is because that's how she found it.
So she claimed that they gave her a half-eaten cake?
No, that she found the half-eaten cake or half a cake and decided that I'm only going to pay half price.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so yeah.
You know, never mind that there's, you know, I'm awesome. Almost certain there's video cameras throughout the store that could see her just eating half a cake.
Shoving cake into her mouth.
Or her passing employees, because Walmart is always littered with employees everywhere. I applaud the attempt, but... It reminds me of, there was a guy when I was living in Hawaii, he would always run into him in the grocery store, and he would be eating fried chicken. He always went to the counter where they had fried chicken. He would get a cup, like two pieces of fried chicken, walk around the store and eat it, but never pay for it.
Oh,
and I always thought that was amazing to see. Because everyone was in on the joke, and I think the store was just in on the joke, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he ran a tab up and just paid for it that way, but he would be shopping. I mean, he would buy other stuff, but while he was shopping, he would just be eating this fried chicken.
My wife does this with soda. Like, she likes Diet Pepsi sometimes, and she'll be dying of thirst. She'll be like, oh, I'm so thirsty. She'll go into the store, she'll get a Diet Pepsi out of the fridge, and while she's shopping, she'll open it up and drink it. I go, you can't do that. She goes, yes, I can. I'll buy it. I'll just go right up to the register and buy it. And I go, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that. She goes, watch me. It'll work. And it works every time.
Yeah, I don't think they
it
care.
It works every time.
She goes, scan it.
Yeah, every time she goes, oh, and I had this. And they're like, okay, beep. And I'm like, what? Yeah, I was like, what now? If you took? And I said to her, what if you took that? And then you finished it in the produce aisle, and then you just left it somewhere. You just said, I'm done with this can or this bottle, and you just put it somewhere. I was like, you can't drink it while you're walking around the store. And she says, yeah. And never once has somebody said, ma'am, please, please put that down.
Well, see, now what you got to tell her to do is like, hey, you know, honey, next time you finish it or you finish half of it, just go up and say, yeah, I found it like this. I just want to pay half price for it.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Instead of it costing $2, let me only pay a dollar.
By the way, me telling that story makes me sound like I'm the best husband in the world, right? I just kill all the fun anybody in my family ever wants to have. My wife wants to walk around drinking a Diet Pepsi while she's shopping, and I'm just like, no, 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 we're going
you
to
can't
jail.
Do that.
Oh my God, they're gonna call the cops. I'm just this big worry wart, full of stress and anxiety. I sound like a real catch.
You're just walking around with your hands up, just so it's like, hey, see, I got nothing on me.
Exactly. My
no
wife
need
will like
to tase my.
She pulls when she needs to pull into the store for like a quick thing. Like she's like, I gotta pull in. She'll park in the fire lane, and she's like, just move the car when I'm. I'm like, no. She goes, I'm serious. It'll be 30 seconds. I'm going to run in and run back out. And like she, cause her office is in one of those strip mall areas. So she'll be like, I need to run in my office and get some papers and I'll be right out. She'll park in the fire lane. And I freak out sitting in the fire lane thinking like, we're just all going to prison. It's just like, I'm just a bundle of joy.
I don't think that we're going to prison. I just think, hey, you know what? Firemen are just going to come by and bust my window.
That's what she says.
Is.
She goes, listen, she goes, if something should happen, move the car or two, they'll move it for you.
You sit there like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. The good, the bad, the dumb on a Wednesday, SB Nation Radio.